105.7 The Hawk, WCHR-FM Manahawkin, a Town Square Media station. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore. 105.7 The Hawk. 105.7 The Hawk, classic rock for the Jersey Shore. Welcome to the open MRI of Wall High School football game of the week on 105.7 The Hawk and the Shore Sports Network. Put your trust in physician-owned and operated open MRI and diagnostic imaging of Wall, the Shore's premier medical imaging provider.
Participating sponsors of high school football are Cleese Bar and Grill on the Boulevard in Seaside Heights, and for breakfast, the Next Door Cafe, Ocean First Bank. Here for you since 1902 with extraordinary community banking. Yolanda's River House in Ocean Gate. Gold Fever. Catch it. Watch it. In downtown Point Pleasant Beach. Bayville Auto Care. From tires to major repairs. On Route 9 in Bayville. And Community Kimball and Monmouth Medical Centers. Part of Barnabas Health. Every day, extraordinary.
Now, here's Matt Harmon, Kevin Williams, and Ed Sarluka with tonight's Open MRI of Wall High School Football Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network, 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
First time all season long, it feels like fall. We get set for a B-South matchup tonight. We are live from Joseph J. Boyd Memorial Field on the campus of Central Regional High School. It is Friday Night Football in our open MRI of Wall Game of the Week on 105.7 The Hawk. 2-2 Barnegat visiting 2-2 Central. Big one in B-South. The conference records, the Bengals right now at 2-1. The Golden Eagles at 1-2. So a very important game for both of these teams as you look at the overall structure of the conference standings. Monsignor Donovan played last night and won. They are 4-1 overall, now 4-0 in the division. Point Borough, Jackson Liberty, and Lakewood all 2-1 in a big game getting set to take place tonight as well, involving Lakewood and Jackson Liberty. We are here with Barnegat and Central Regional, Matt Harmon, Ed Sarluka, and Kevin Williams up here in the box, ably assisted as always game site by Brad Burescato. Help in the studio tonight from Lauren Bajika, and of course our buddy Andy Chase making the shift over from music on 105.7 The Sports here tonight. Baseball on the minds of many, but it is high school football here tonight for 105.7 The Hawk. And Kevin, this one part of a jumbled picture in B-South. Seems like that has really been the trick the last couple years in this division. No one seeming to go undefeated. Teams have traded wins back and forth, and as Rob Davis and Vin Casal get set for this one tonight, it is obviously extremely important for both teams.
Well, I don't think there's any doubt about it, Matt. As the as you said, summer certainly has turned to fall this weekend, and now you know that this is an important time of year. The weather would tell you that we're at an important time of year. Let's go down to the field, though, and join Ed Sarluka for the coin toss.
Okay, guys, here we go. What we're going to do is, this is the coin. That's the tail. That's the head. That's the head. That's the tail. Barnegat, you'll call it before I toss it, and I'll be the judge of whether it was a good toss or not. But
tails.
Tails? Tails is the call. And it is a head.
Defer. You want to defer.
Central, you want to toss, you want to defer.
Okay, guys, Central won the toss, defers their choice to the second half. Barnegat will receive, and it'll give us our first chance to see the unveiling of Sinjin Erskine, the sophomore quarterback transfer for Barnegat.
Coin toss brought to you by Community Kimball and Monmouth Medical Centers, affiliates of Barnabas Health. Every day extraordinary. And, of course, you join us now. It is time for the the I Play America pregame show, which is brought to you by I Play America, New Jersey's premier indoor theme park and educational complex, located in Freehold. For event info, go to iplayamerica.com.
Barnegat has alternated losses and wins heading into week number 5 here tonight for them. A loss to Homedale, a win over Manchester, a loss to Monsignor Donovan, and a 14-13 win in Jackson Liberty their last time out. Central Regional started off their year with a win over Toms River South, then dropped tough games to Jackson Liberty and Point Pleasant Borough, won against Pinelands their last time out. So both teams 2-2. We pause here for the national anthem. When we come back, we'll get you set for the rest of the pregame show and the opening kickoff. It is Central Regional playing host to Barnegat. It's here on our open MRI of Wall Game of the Week on 105.7 The Hawk. We're back in 2 minutes.
your home for high school football and the Shore Sports Network. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore. 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
And, of course, as always, tonight's game presented by Open MRI of Wall. Put your trust in physician-owned and operated Open MRI and Diagnostic Imaging of Wall, the premier medical imaging provider at the Jersey Shore.
Back here for Friday Night Football on 105.7 The Hawk, getting set for a big one in B-South. It is Barnegat and Central Regional. Bengals will receive the opening kickoff to get things up and running. Ed Santiago back deep along with Ryan Ehrlich and getting set to kick off for Central Regional. It will be number 13, Austin DeRose. Both teams 2-2 for the first time all season. As we said in the opening monologue, it is chilly out tonight, but chilly in a good way. About 50 degrees set for kickoff. The temperature expected to drop. There is not really an ounce of wind coming through Joseph J. Boyd Memorial Field right now, and both of these teams hoping to keep alive their chances for a B-South championship.
Field looks great, and of course, October being Breast Cancer Awareness Month, like many of the fields, a lot of pink adorned here on Joseph J. Boyd Memorial Field. A lot of the players also pink socks, wristbands, things like that on what is a really a beautiful mid-October night.
Barnegat in their away white uniforms, the Bengal helmet, the black pants, Central Regional in their home maroon uniforms with the gold numbers. This one will be settled under and taken under by Ehrlich, who slips coming forward at the 22-yard line, where it will be first down and 10 for Barnegat. Ed mentioned it. The sophomore quarterback, Sinjin Erskine, making his first start tonight of the season for Barnegat after sitting out the transfer time. He'll be joined in the backfield tonight by Tyler McGinnis and Kevin Hoffman. Three wide receiver set, Ken Bass, Ryan Ehrlich, and Pat Moran. Xavier Young is the tight end, Sam Madden and Zach Andrews the tackles, Matt Lauer and Greg Moran the guards, and Kiernan Stewart is the senior center. Give you the central alignment after this first down play. It will be Erskine operating from the shotgun, an empty backfield. He will keep it off the right side and get just over the line of scrimmage for a gain of about one. That tackle made by Blake Jamber. He is part of the 4-4 alignment that Central Regional has, joined in the linebacking core by Mike Yeager, Manny Bowen, and Ernie Ropis. Jesse Brown, Josh Foca, Brian Kelly, and Steve Kapik are the guys up front. Alex Fernandez and Ambrose Powell, the corners, and Tom Clark is the single safety. Second down and 8 coming up right now. Again, an empty backfield look. Tight end and two receivers off to the right. Two receivers back to the left for Erskine. Going to run it again off the right side. This time he'll get tackled by Jesse Brown coming through the middle of the line at the 29-yard line. It will leave Barnegat with a third down and a long two.
You know, Matt, we've made much of the Sinjin Erskine, you know, debut tonight. Let's also not forget the right tackle for Barnegat, 6'7", 305-pound sophomore Sam Madden. He also was a transfer for Holy Spirit, had to sit out 30 days. This also his first start for the Bengals.
Overall, Barnegat, a very big offensive line. Madden at 305, Zach Andrews, the left tackle, at 308, and they've got a 281-pounder in Matt Lauer. Here's the give off the left side, stacked up with the 29-yard line. The carry there looked like it was number 23, Tyler McGinnis. He will get dropped right at the line of scrimmage. Again, Brown in on the tackle, and it will bring up a fourth down and a punting situation here for Barnegat.
Well, after running out of the spread the first two, he went up under center that time and lost a yard. So Barnegat will punt it away.
Manny Bowen back deep, awaiting the punt here of Pat Moran. Will step into it. A high spiraling kick, but short. Bowen fields it at the 42-yard line. Stutter step move comes forward to the 45, where he will have it first down and 10 for Central Regional, as the Golden Eagles will get their first crack here offensively. They are under the direction of junior quarterback Marcus Drumright. Be joined in the backfield by Vinny Davis, Javon Hardy, and Dan Scardigno. Markeith Overton and Anthony Arneff, the two wide receivers. Avery Jackson, Sean Valencia, the two tackles. Jeff Payton is the center. The guards, John Phoebus and Rudy Solomon. Drumright, good-looking prospect, 6'3", 200 pounds. He'll come out in a pistol formation, four wide receiver set, two off to the left, two back to the right. Movement up front. This should be against Barnegat, I believe, and ruled as an offside, and it would advance the ball 5 yards. Well, no, they'll call it against Central Region. I thought the Bengals broke the line first, and then it made the Central player move. They'll call it reverse, and it will bring up a first and 15 now for Central.
Tonight's starting lineups powered by Mark's Transmission and Auto Repair. Take care of your car. Visit Mark's Transmission, 911 Charles Drive in Toms River. Same old guy, just a new name.
Hardy, the single back behind Drumright. Now the first play from scrimmage. Man in motion coming across the formation will get the carry. It is number three, Matty Bowen, who will break a couple of tackles, stay on his feet, get to midfield, and then be run out at the Barnegat 48-yard line, where it will be about 4 yards shy of a first down, but a good carry pickup of about nine.
Matty Bowen is an interesting story, Matt. He is a transfer player from, I believe, Southern Regional.
And correct.
And he's already run two kickoffs back for touchdowns this year.
And another interesting part to that story, Kevin, is that when they were in seventh and eighth grade, they were a 1-2 punch. St. John, Erskine, and Bowen. So that's interesting now on opposite sides.
Trips this time off to the left. Second down, let's call it three. The carry will go to Hardy trying the left side, and he's dropped in the backfield for a loss. Hard charging defensive pressure that time by Barnegat. Chris Pannone and Pat Moran in on the tackle. A 4-3 alignment for the Bengals. Kieran Stewart and Tom Campo, the ends. Chris Pannone and Matt Friggin, the two tackles. Chris Stoma, who leads the team in tackles at one outside linebacker. Mark Magoon is the other. Greg Moran, the middle backer. Ed Santiago and Ricky Jernina are the corners. Ryan Ehrlich and Pat Moran, the two safeties. Third down here, let's call it four, with about 3 minutes ticked off the clock in the first quarter. Here's the give to Hardy, trying to pick a spot, stopped at the line of scrimmage, and he will get dropped for no gain. First man in on the scene was Stoma. It will go as a loss of about a half a yard. Hardy, a couple times he's carried the ball here, trying to wait, let things develop a little too slow to break the plane of the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, I agree. You got to try and hit the line of scrimmage there. All you're doing is giving the defense more time to come in on pursuit. Stumble, by the way, the leading tackler for this Barnegat team, 40 tackles on the season, including a sack.
Pat Moran is the single man back deep. Central Regional very slow to get out of the huddle here for the punt. They were missing a player.
Yeah, the gunner on the left side.
Blake Jamber is the punter. He'll get this one, step into it, and have a short end-over-end kick. Fielded by Moran at the 20-yard line. He'll spin his way forward to the 30 and then get taken down at about the 34-yard line, where it will be first down and 10 for Barnegat. No score on this one. 7:53 to go in the first quarter. Friday Night Football here on 105.7 The Hawk.
Hall of Fame night here at Central Regional High School. They will induct some new members into the school's Athletic Hall of Fame at halftime. One of them with a football connection, the 1971 undefeated Central team, and two individuals, Kurt Leiter and Kelly McGowan.
Anthony House, number seven, has checked into the game for Barnegat. He'll go as a wide receiver off to the left. Bengals will take a timeout. We'll keep it here with 7:53 to go here in quarter number one. No score between Barnegat and Central.
Of course, Matt wants to mention, he's dying to tell you that the Yankees lead the Orioles 2-0. C.C. Sabathia cruising along with a one-hitter.
It's in the seventh inning, correct?
I believe it is. So, that's good. Now, I want you guys to have a little more, you know, go past the first round, which was more than you're probably accustomed to.
That's okay. You can take your shots. That's fine.
No, I'm not taking a shot. I'm just saying I'm happy for you guys.
Are you?
Yeah, no, I want you to have another week or two, and then let's go Tigers, and then have to root for a National League team. And
you don't have to be like that.
Oh, I do, yeah. It's in my makeup.
Ed, a little chilly down on the field tonight. Got the hat, jacket.
Well, Matt, I wasn't when I arrived here about 5:15, but I had to go in and get the sweatshirt and the hat and the gloves.
Erskine will keep it again. Off the left side, there is a flag out. This likely to be a hold and will come back. Tackled at the 39-yard line. Javon Hardy among those in on the stop. We've seen now a bunch of quarterback runs. You know, anytime, Kevin, I think you hear quarterback debut, you think the ball might be thrown all over the place. But we kind of had known that Erskine, a pretty good running quarterback.
Yeah, and credit Blake Jambor with really busting up that play. He did a great job from his inside linebacker spot. He's the one that not only made initial contact but drew the holding penalty that will put Barnegat way back. You know, again, we've talked so much about Erskine, and I will tell you, I did see him this summer when he was able to participate with Barnegat in the 7-on-7 drills, and he was very impressive. Of course, it's a heck of a lot different. You know, when the other seven guys, nobody's tackling, nobody's really pressuring. We'll see what happens tonight. But he's certainly a highly regarded prospect.
Xavier Young, the tight end, going to the right side of the formation. Erskine with Tyler McGinnis, also a sophomore, off to his right. Three wide receivers set. Erskine wanting to throw here. He is a lefty, flips it into the flat as he rolls to his right. That catch is made by Young, the tight end. And he will get driven out of bounds just over the 35 of the 25-yard line, rather, to about the 27. Will go as a gain of about 3, maybe 4 yards, bring up second and long. Jambor on the tackle for Central.
You know, we had him as a guest on our Thursday Night Football show last night, Blake Jambor, along with Vince Casal, the Central coach. And, you know, Vinny really was very exuberant in his praise of Jambor. And I'll tell you what, I've been impressed with what I've seen on the first couple of series. He plays that inside backer spot very well.
Yeah, I think he's been in on 4 tackles already in the first 2 series.
House and Moran split out as a slot receiver combination off to the left side of the formation. Tight end single man up to the right. Erskine wanting here on a quarterback draw. Going to come to the near sideline and get dropped in the backfield. Good hard charging pressure that time. Tom Clark, the safety, came up well. 5'10", 160-pound senior. Got right back to the line of scrimmage. Erskine did. It brings up third down here and 17.
Wondering about the Barnegat offensive philosophy so far.
Well, I did talk to Rob Davis, and he did tell me that they were going to try and run the ball and control the clock. He thought that Central was a little quicker afoot and did not want to give them too many possessions. So the game plan was to run the ball and not throw it as much as maybe St. John would like to.
Just about midway through this first quarter, no score. Offset eye formation slanted to the right. Here's the give it a fumble in the backfield. McGinnis was the guy who had it. A scramble on the bottom of the pile will keep the ball in Barnegat's hand. But now on fourth down and long, after a 3-yard loss, the Bengals will have to punt for the second time already here in the quarter.
Guess who busted that play up and forced the fumble?
Yeah, he's quite a player.
Blake Jambor.
Head coach Vinny Casals was correct. He said he was a good one, and so far he's been a thorn in Barnegat's side. And, by the way, very conservative call that time on third and long for the Bengals.
Bowen and Clark are back deep, awaiting the punt here of Pat Moran. Central should get it in pretty good field position like they did last time. High snap. Moran gets it off. It is a high punt that Central will let bounce. Clark called for a fair catch and then backed away from it. It takes a bit of a Bengal roll down to the 36-yard line of Central, where the Golden Eagles will have it for their second possession of the night. 5:06 to play in the first quarter. No score in this B-South matchup between the Bengals of Barnegat and the Golden Eagles of Central.
First update from Toms River North in the big one tonight with Brick Memorial. Brick Memorial got the ball, had a drive going, went for it at the 50-yard line on a 4th-and-3, and North stood tall and stopped the Mustangs. So North takes over on the 50. The Mustangs held without a first down.
1st-and-10 here for Central. Back to the shotgun is Drumright. He will hand it off here to Hardy off the left side. Will just get to the 40-yard line, be a gain of about 3 yards, bring up a 2nd-and-7. Greg Moran, the middle linebacker, in on the tackle. We talked about a big B-South matchup tonight as well. Lakewood playing at Jackson Liberty. Tyrese Beverett is playing tonight, and it has certainly helped the Piner cause. They lead it 13-0.
Yeah, a little surprising there. I think one of those was a defensive touchdown, recovered fumble. But they have jumped out, the Piners have, all over
Jackson Liberty. 2nd-and-7, 4.5 minutes remaining here in the first quarter. Drumright checks the defense over, has trips off to his right, single receiver up top to the left. There was movement from Central. It was a man who was going to get the football thrown in his direction, Manny Bowen. And this is going to back up Central 5 yards and bring it up second down and about 12. Second procedure penalty already here for the Golden Eagles. So a little sloppy to get things started.
Not exactly a scintillating start by either offense.
I was going to say, a little bit opposite of what we saw last week, huh?
Yeah, by this time last week, there were two touchdowns on the board.
I was going to say two or maybe even three.
Central breaking from their huddle. Second and 12. Single receiver coming to the near sideline is Clark, number 28. And now man in motion is Bowen across the formation. Draw play will go to Hardy. He's got a seam off the left side for a second. Gets closed down pretty quick. And Barnegat will yield a 2 yard gain. Bring up third down and 10.
Another one of our guests on Thursday night, John Wagner. 70 yard run on the first play from scrimmage by Danny Tye. And Beach takes a 7-0 lead.
On Keensburg. Point Beach coming in at 5-0 and has blown out five straight opponents,
including last week over Asbury Park, 54-20. Enjoyed having some Point Beach talk last night on our Thursday night show. Two backs in the backfield this time with Drumright. Three wide receivers set. Inside carry this time around. I believe it was Vinny Davis who had it, and he is...
Nope, number 18.
That's Blake Jambor.
That's Blake Jambor, who's also a fullback.
At the 40-yard line, the ball is spotted, so 7 yards shy of a first down, and we've had punt.
Yeah.
Yeah, both teams just feeling each other out right now. Nothing really, nobody really looking downfield.
Fast-moving first quarter, only 2.5 minutes left. We're scoreless here, Central and Barnegat.
Moran back deep, awaiting the punt here of Jambor. He'll step into it at the 30-yard line, another short, wobbly punt. Fair catch is called for and made by Moran at his own 33-yard line, where Barnegat gets it for the third time already tonight, with 2:19 remaining in a scoreless first quarter. This one, obviously, extremely important with Monsignor Donovan winning last night. They are pacing the division right now at 4-0, and Barnegat has already lost to the Griffins, so they'll need some help. But help comes in the form of taking care of your own stuff first, and that would be winning the football game here tonight. First and 10 for Erskine, the sophomore quarterback. He'll pitch it to the short side of the field. This is McGinnis picking a spot, stays on his feet, and breaks a tackle, gets the midfield, and he's in Central territory. Run out of bounds at the 35-yard line, where it will be first and 10 for Barnegat. Big run for the 5'8 sophomore Tyler McGinnis, who, Kevin, hasn't carried the ball a whole lot. One of the many spots that Barnegat has been injured and banged up. McGinnis getting the start here and taking advantage of the opportunity.
Certainly did. Just a pitch to the right side. Great job by the offensive line over there. He made one cut near the sideline and then just opened it up and moved down to the Central 35-yard line.
Moran and House this time come to the near sideline in a slot receiver combo. Tight end wing up to the right. It'll be McGinnis again to get the carry. Bust through the line, get to the 31-yard line. A gain of 4 will bring up a 2nd and 6. Tackle that time by Josh Foka, number 32, one of the defensive ends for Central.
You know, during pregame, Matt and Kevin, you know, the Barnegat sideline was full of about 15 players that are hurt tonight for this one. So they have been hit, as you said, Matt, by the injury bug.
Tight end wing receiver combo. Near sideline to the left, single man back to the right. Central showing blitz. Here they come. Jambor timed up the snap count, jumped into the backfield, and drops Erskine for a loss of about 1.5 yards. Boy, I mean,
I don't know how he did that.
You couldn't have timed that up any better.
Yeah, that's a hit or miss play right there by Jambor, and he guessed right that time. Barnegat would do well to go on a second count once or twice to keep the Central front from timing that play.
Third down and a long six. We're inside of a minute to go in this scoreless first quarter. Erskine moves back into the shotgun. Has McGinnis to stay in the backfield. Wants to throw. Steps up. Little bubble screen set up. It's Moran to get it. Caught it in the backfield. And then came forward to the 29-yard line. Matty Bowen in on the tackle. Long play to only pick up about 2 yards. It'll be a fourth down and four. Barnegat does not have to snap the football again before the end of the quarter as Erskine will go to the sideline and now bring it back in. For those interested in the baseball game, it is 3-0 Yankees.
The Grandy man, Ken, Matt. Curtis Granderson takes one deep.
Yeah, well, for 10 or 12 million, you should get one hit in the series.
We'll hear one of many negative comments from Kevin involving baseball tonight. That we have reached the end of the first quarter. No score, but Barnegat on the move. They'll have it fourth and four when we come back from this 30-second timeout. You're listening to a B-South matchup here from Central Regional. No score between the Golden Eagles and the Bengals. It's all part of our open MRI of Wall Game of the Week on 105.7 The Hawk.